We're in Simin Tov Reish Tzadi in Hilchas Megillah. We're up to Siv Dalad. We'll be doing Dalad and Hay. Misha Tofes Beyodo Megillah She'ena Kshera. Someone who is holding a Megillah that is not kosher. For example, someone's reading from a Chumash. Lo Yikra Im Shatz. He should make sure not to lean along with the Balkore. El Shomea Veshosik. He should be silent and he should listen to what the Balkore is saying. Hagah, to which the Rama adds, V'chein lo yisayeya shum odom al peh l'chazen. None of the people that are listening to the Megillah should help the chazen. V'lochein also ma'psukim shekor na'kol. Consequently, those psukim that the entire kol says, we'll learn about them in the Ramah later, tzarech ha'chazen la'sor v'lekrosam, mitok Megillah k'shera, the Balkari is going to have to go and lay them over again from a kosher Megillah. Now, what's pshat? The problem is that we're afraid if I lay out loud from the Chumash along with him, even though I'm paying attention to the Balkori himself, someone else is going to listen to me, is going to think he's being Yotza by listening to me, and meanwhile I'm laying from a Chumash and he couldn't be Yotza with that. Which would mean, what would happen if this one person is laying for somebody else? You have a Yochid and a Balkori is laying for him. So it would sound as if there's no reason why he shouldn't lay along with him, as long as he's paying attention to what the Balkori says. Meaning, the fact that I am laning at the same time as the Balkore does not make it impossible for me to pay attention to what he's saying. The Mishtabur brings down that there are machmirim that are choshish, that when I'm laning it myself, I'm going to stop paying attention to the Balkore and I'm going to start listening to myself. Now, the psukim that the Tzibra lanes, where it says that the Balkore should lane them over again, the Mishtabur says that's only lechatchila, whereas b'dieved, we learned that if you lane part of the Megillah Baal Peh, it's also good. So Memela, even if part of it was not lane from a Kasher Megillah, you're laning from a Chumash, and you said those psukim and didn't hear them from the Balkari, you're still Yotza, because it's only something small in the middle of the Megillah. Nevertheless, Lechatchila, you should really hear it from the Shatz again. The reason, Lechatchila, you're supposed to hear the entire Megillah lane from a Kasher Megillah. So even though if you miss a word here or there, you can fill it in. Lechatchila, you're supposed to be hearing all of it from the Balkari. Sifhei, Karos Serugin. What happens if you read it by skipping? What does that mean? Dahainu, Shepasak Ba Veshoho, you lane a little bit, you stopped. You lane a little bit, you stopped. Vacharka Chozo Lamokam Shepasak, and each time you stopped, you went back to where you were up to. Afilu Shokade Ligmaris Kula. Even when you paused in the middle of laning for so long that you could have lained the entire Megillah from beginning to end, nevertheless, the halachi is Yotze, you are Yotze. Mishtabur brings up here, there was a machlokas rishonim that he discussed in Hilchas Tefillah, where there are rishonim that hold that if it was shah machmas onus, if you weren't allowed to lane at that point, someone had a guf she'eino naki, he was not allowed to lane and therefore he stopped. If it was shah kedei ligmar es kula with an onus, then you would have to go back to the beginning. Mishtabur says to be choshish for that day, but not to make another bracha. Hagah, says the Ramah now, Va'afilu soch benatayim. Even if someone speaks in the middle of the Megillah, we're talking about the Balkari stopped and someone spoke, or the Balkari himself spoke. The halacha is that even words are not a hefsek in the middle of the Megillah. Miyu gorin b'misha soch benatayim. We are supposed to stop somebody. We're supposed to be gorbo. We're supposed to stop him and let him know that it's not right. We protest. Kel kamon simin tofer tzadi beis of beis. You're not to have someone speak in the middle of it. Now, what happens if the reason for it is because you made a bracha on it? Once you make a bracha on something, until you finish the entire mitzvah, really, you're not supposed to speak. Now, obviously, if somebody spoke in the middle, and because of that, he missed a word that the Balgari said, so the halacha is that you're not Yotze. Many poskim hold that if you miss one letter, you're even not Yotze. Therefore, what we're talking about is someone that spoke during a pause. Or the Balkari who spoke, and therefore he himself was pausing. And therefore, this is only called Serigin. It is not a hefsik altogether.